Focus on flowers. Centuries ago, monks in monasteries established some of the first cultivated gardens. Even today, some of the most beautiful gardens are associated with religious orders. Some sacred gardens are known as saints' gardens and are designed to honor a saint and to reveal a vision of God through nature. Usually, a specific saint's spirit and philosophy is embedded in the character of the garden, and there is at least one statue of the saint. St. Francis of Assisi is a favorite, and gardens in his honor are usually full of color and scent and the sound and motion of birds and butterflies. He's the 12th century founder of the monastic order named for him, the Franciscans. His love of nature was passionate, and he preached to sparrows, called a wolf brother, and when he died, larks circled the house in which he lay. Gardens honoring St. Francis often feature sunflowers, coreopsis, cosmos, and coneflowers to provide seeds for birds, and plants with red flowers for hummingbirds. By providing food for all God's creatures, a St. Francis garden demonstrates true charity, just as he did. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on a St. Francis garden. Follow updates from Focus on Flowers and share insights with your fellow gardeners on our Facebook page. Just search for Focus on Flowers. Production support for Focus on Flowers comes from the Tuesday Farmers Market in Bloomington. Information at bloomington.in.gov/farmersmarket.